what are you expecting to hear from Ziggy Wilf and Mark Wilf today? And first of all, just to let our listeners know, Adrian, the Vikings have said they're going to, well, Adrian Peterson is taking, I guess, what amounts to a leave of absence. He'll be paid during that time until his child abuse case has made its way through the courts. That case isn't expected to be heard until 2015. So effectively, he's been given a leave of absence with pay for the full NFL season. His agent seems to be pretty supportive of this move. I'm wondering, from a legal point of view, is Adrian Peterson doing anything here, first of all, that suggests guilt on his part by accepting this?
Yeah, I mean, I think this step doesn't imply that he's guilty of what he's been charged with. The team can say that this is about, A, the controversy that's now associated with these charges. I imagine today we'll see the owner say, we do not presume he is guilty. Everyone is entitled to a fair trial. Comments along those lines, but he'll likely also say that these are serious charges that would make it difficult for the team to play in the sort of shadow of everything going on with Adrian Peterson. And he isn't financially harmed if he's able to go home and basically sit out the year and get paid. Now, he may not reach all of the bonuses that he may have in his contract, and it could, I guess you could argue, it could affect his development as a player, although he's already an exceptional player. So it isn't a young player who has to sit out a year. This is a veteran player who's already quite good. In fact, one of the best players in the league, you could say. So I think this is a compromise. This is a compromise where he isn't financially harmed, but the team is able to remove him from the situation. And the NFL is probably happy because it doesn't want to suspend anyone at this point. I think the NFL is already preoccupied with the Ray Rice matter and doesn't want another divisive issue. So this seems to be a resolution that everyone feels okay about.
Michael McCann of Sports Illustrated joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. From your point of view, has the NFL handled this, as a lawyer, has the NFL handled this, have they been ham-handed in the way they've handled this matter legally, not just Adrian Peterson, but Ray Rice? Or is a lot of this, Michael, simply due to the fact that there is an aspect here of the judicial system, the legal system, running its course, and sometimes it's not fast enough for a lot of us who do talk radio or a lot of us who write newspaper columns. Sometimes justice doesn't move fast enough for us, but it has to proceed at its own pace. Is there an element of that here, an element where the NFL really in some ways is being unfairly targeted because it's not as if it's got complete control of the situation?
Yeah, I think in the context of Adrian Peterson, there's some truth to that. I mean, the NFL can't expedite a trial. The NFL is just a private business, like any other private business. The criminal justice system moves at its own pace, and also the criminal justice system shouldn't be accelerated just because Adrian Peterson is an NFL star. He should get the same treatment that other defendants who are charged with the same offense receive, and that's the right to a trial within about 180 days.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he'll get, which 180 days brings us to March. Now, maybe the trial will happen in January. Maybe there won't be a trial. Maybe he'll plead guilty to a lesser offense and not serve any jail time. Then the NFL, at that point, would have to decide what it wants to do with him. But you're right. The NFL can't do anything to create resolution for Adrian Peterson's legal situation because it's altogether apart from the league's authority.
And I guess the Ray, we lump these two together, but Ray Rice's suspension is an entirely different matter, isn't it?
That's right. Ray Rice's suspension came after he was sentenced by a judge to what many felt was far too light of a sentence, but nonetheless, it was after the criminal justice system had played out, and then the league took action against him. The league waited. Now, the league hasn't always been consistent on that front. It suspended Ben Roethlisberger 6 games, even though he wasn't even charged with an offense, let alone convicted of one. So the league doesn't have a rule where it only punishes after there's a guilty sentence or a plea deal, but it has in recent years done that, and I think that's consistent with Ray Rice and consistent with Adrian Peterson.
Michael, one of the issues I've had with Roger Goodell all along, and look, I have a certain amount of skepticism about lawyers, as indeed a lot of non-lawyers do, and maybe even some lawyers. But I wonder how much of this gets to the fact that Roger Goodell hasn't exactly had a wide range of life experience. I mean, he's basically worked at the NFL most of his adult life. He's worked his way up. He's not a trained lawyer, and I'm not saying you have to be a trained lawyer to do things right, but if I put myself in the position of being jury and executioner, which is essentially what he's done when it comes to league punishment, it would help if I understood a little bit about process and had a little bit of a trained legal mind, would it not?
Yeah, I think so. Look, I'm biased. I'm a lawyer. I'm a law professor. I'm pro lawyers, right, in that respect. So I have a stake in advocating for lawyers being in this position. But I really agree with you that it makes a lot of sense for a commissioner to be a lawyer. And I think it's noteworthy that Gary Bettman is a lawyer, that Adam Silver is a lawyer, that Rob Manfred is a lawyer. Other leagues have hired attorneys to these management positions, and I think it's for the reasons you noted. There's a lot of process involved. There's a lot of nuance that you learn in law school, that you learn practicing law, where everything is gray. And I know people get frustrated with that. I know law lawyers find lawyers frustrating because they talk about process. Well, it's frustrating until you need that process, until you look at how it promotes fairness. And I don't think Goodell, based on his actions as commissioner, is sensitive to that. I think he's seems to have a savvy business mind, and that's valuable. Certainly, he's made the owners a lot of money, and that's probably going to keep him employed. But in terms of investigatory and legal matters, I think it's a very different track record. And it wouldn't surprise me if at the end of this internal investigation, if that's what we want to call it, he ends up losing some powers on investigations and legal matters. I think the league personally will take away some of his authority on those issues and give them to other people in the commissioner's office.
Michael, from your point of view, is there a chance that the Ray Rice suspension gets overturned?
Well, honestly, I think it's a low chance that it gets overturned, in part because the arguments against the penalty are rebuttable by the NFL. The NFL can say, first off, this isn't an unfair system because the Players Association agreed to the system.
Mm-hmm.
That's a key argument. And then the idea that he's been double punished, I understand the notion that there's an argument he's been double punished, but the league could say this. The Ravens never punished him. The Ravens cut him. That's not a punishment. And the league did punish him twice, but the league will say it punished him twice because of learning of this new video. Now, is it true that the league had the video? I don't know. That's a key fact, right? That sort of has a big impact on what happens. I think ultimately this gets resolved in some type of settlement. Maybe he gets 4 games, 6 games, something like that. I don't think this is going to play out the rest of the fall.